Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, und sagt der Schwiees. Peri Gimel, Mischne Dalid. Hamadayer es Sadeu. Here's what's happening over here. He needs a place for his animals to live during a Shemitah year. Hamadayer comes from the Lashon of Dira. Dira means a place to live. Hamadayer es Sadeu. He needs a place for his animals to roam around. All he has is his field. The only thing is, nature is going to take its course. The animals are going to relieve themselves. And if he leaves the zevel on the floor, it's going to fertilize his field. So people are going to say, ah, it's a trick over here. You want to send your animals around the field, so you're fertilizing your field. That would be an issur midrabanan if he did a bedafka. He says, look, I have no other place to keep my animals. I'm not trying to fertilize the field. I'm going to take this zevel that comes out and pile it up in the heaps according to the instructions of the previous Mishnayos. So the Chachamim were matir for him to do this. But only if you do it like this. Oysa sar lebeisasai. Sar means like the kind of a gate you would put up around sheep. The word sar comes from the word sachar, which means around and around. So take an area of the beisasai, which is two beisa, and you can keep the behemoths there. What do I do when it fills up with zevel? Oiker shalish ruchis. I'm going to ask you to remove three of the four walls of this pen. Umeniach lintzos, leave the middle wall in its place, and take the three walls and put it on the other side of this wall. So one wall stays where it is. Imagine you had two endomems, mems so fits right next to each other. So first I have one endomem, one box. Leave the one on the left, take the three walls on top, to the right and on the bottom, and put it on the other side of the middle one. And now you have another two beisa. The nimsa, so it turns out, Nidayer, Safka Safi, he has his animals living over an area of beis arbas sain. First on two beisa on one side, then two beisa on the other side. Even though the animals don't have four beisa on one time. Okay, but he can maneuver. So first you have two beisa, and that fills up with zevel. Take them on the other side of the fence. And they have another two beisa. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, we can give him much more. Beis shmoinas sain. Eight beisa. We can give him four such pens of a beisa. So it's not clear exactly what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means. Some say he's giving us to start with. Eight beisa. Some say what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means. You can look in the Mishnah Rashayin in the big Mishnayos. It doesn't mean in one shot. You start out with two beisa, when it fills up, another two beisa, then a third one, then a fourth one. Whatever the Tanakhama tells us you can do with four, first two, when it fills up, okay, take the zevel away, pile it up, and then do another beisa, he's telling us you can do four times. Each time it's two sa, so it's a total of eight sa. But some say that's not what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means, but again, really the Samachlaikas and Yerushalmi, some say that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel means to start with, he can have beis shmeinas sain. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hoyse kol sedeu beis arba sain. Okay. So I'll do two sa, then another two sa, but that's my whole field. I don't have a big field. My whole field is four sa. So even according to the Tanakhama, lemaisa, my animals will be all over the field because you gave me two beis sa, and that's what my field is. Two beis sa, four sa. Zok the Mishnah, so I'll need you to do something else. You can still do what the Tanakhama told you to do, but in this case, Meshayim Yimena Mixas, leave over a little bit. Don't fence in the entire field. Then it's going to look like your intention is to fertilize your field. Leave over a little bit Mipnei Maris Hayin. Shouldn't look like you're trying to fertilize your field. See, in the previous case, the field was much bigger than two beisa, so I had it automatically. But here, even if he follows the instructions, he's using up the whole field. So we say, no, leave part of it empty without any animals. Okay, what do I do now? I did everything according to the halacha. I did what the Tanakhama told me to do. I did what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel tells me to do. That's it? I just leave it that way? No. Umoitzi min asar, I want you to remove the zevel from the area inside the pen. And then place it in your field in piles, which you're allowed to do. Three piles of at least 10 lesach in each beisa, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet, this man needs a place for his behemoths to live. He has no other place to put them. The fact is, when behemoths are on a field, the field gets zevil. What can he do? He makes mechitzas around and around, an area of a beis hasayim. When that fills up, take off three on one side, leave the middle one, put the three on the other side. So he has a total of four soy, even though it wasn't at the same time. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, total eight. Some say he means lechatchil, you can have eight. Some say no. Do it the way the Tanakhama says. But Tanakhama lets you do it twice. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, do it another two times. You have a total of eight in the same way. So there are a lot of shittas here. I don't want to confuse you too much. If Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can do eight at one time, how are those eight structured? According to the Rambam, you'd have to have like this. A center with two empty besos. One beso, another beso. Then on all sides of the center, you can build three mechitzas. The fourth one being the wall of the center. And each one of those, there are two beso. So if I have the center, to the right of it, I have two. Let me explain that again. In the middle, I have two beisa, there's a mechitza around it. Then to the east of it, I build three walls. One wall is the same wall, two beisa over there. To the west of it, same thing. Extend three walls. The middle wall is part of the center, two beisa over there. And the same to the north and south. So imagine an empty area in the middle and two beisa sticking out on all sides. East, west, north, and south. That's how the eight would look like, according to the Rambam's pshat in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to the Rashi's pshat in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, no, just build a fence around eight pesa, plain. So let's go back to the Tanakhama. Let's say he can do four pesa, two and two, but he says, that's my whole field. I don't have a bigger field than that. Ugh. So we don't want people to say, okay, he built a fence, this side, that side, Lamaisa, he fertilized his whole field. No. If that's your whole field, then I need you to leave over a little bit that the fence doesn't cover to show I don't mean to fertilize my field. Lamaisa, what does he do? Lamaisa, what's he supposed to do with the zevel? Pile it up in heaps, according to the instructions of the previous Mishnah, don't leave it on the field. You're being Mekayim, the halachis of Shemitah fully, and next year you'll fertilize your field with it.